Asian India.
Good morning, Mr. Chairperson. We support the proposal D1 till D4. However, we want to understand that what does critical infrastructure means. To my understanding, the critical infrastructure is based on a couple of variables. One is the location, the type of hazard, and the dependence of population on that particular infrastructure. So these three broad components creates a critical infrastructure. And within a country like India, which has a vast geographical differences, the critical infrastructure varies from place to place. In certain places, helipad is the most critical infrastructure for me. But in other places, it is the waterways which is most important for me. So my only appeal is that, is it possible for us to leave it on the member states to decide what is critical for them and in at a particular geographical location? Coming back to D5, what we feel is that it is not the number of times basic services disrupted which is important for us, but it is the minimum, it is primarily we are looking at the length and severity of disruption which has led to paralysis of the normal services. So if it is modified to capture the real sentiment which we want to convey, then we may be in a position to look into this aspect. On D6, what I feel is that the basic principle of or the basic sense which comes out of a Sendai framework is build back better. And we all appreciate that we have only one planet. We cannot move away from this planet. The land resources are limited and land resources are shrinking. So is it possible for us to shift from one location to the other? Primarily, it is saying number of education and health facilities removed from risk area. Does it mean that it is abandoned? Does it mean that we have provided the same facility at a different location? This requires certain clarification. What we feel is that if in a location, a particular kind of infrastructure exists and it has become vulnerable, then the best thing is to capture whether it has been retrofitted or not. And this is a technology, this is the process which is widely used to provide strength to the existing infrastructure in a more cost efficient way. So if retrofitting kind of things are included, then again this will become more relevant for at least those countries who are taking active steps in this direction. For other points like D7, D8 and D9, what we feel is that tourism infrastructure is something which is an economic infrastructure. So if it can be reflected in some other targets, it will be more sensible. And on D9 also, I would be grateful if the Secretariat can give some explanation so that we can have a better understanding on this issue. Thank